Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Centre of Offices. And this is a licensing subcommittee meeting to discuss the application for a premises license for Central Lincoln Co-op, Unit 1, Litchfield Road, Stone, ST15 8QU. Can I ask you all, first of all, to make sure that any mobile telephones are switched off? And if we all just like to introduce ourselves so we all know who is speaking to whom. I'm Councillor Angela Loughran, and I'm going to be chairing this morning's meeting. On my right is
Councillor Julian Thorley.
And on my left,
Councillor Julie Reid.
And then
Jackie Allen, Democratic Services Officer.
Mark Freeman, New Store Operations Manager.
I'm Kirsty Hughes, I'm Solicitor.
Johnny Parry, Legal Assistance. Kate
McKinney, Senior
Arson
Officer
here at
Borough Council.
Lucy Taylor Ryan,
Legal Advisor to the Committee.
Right, we're going to start then by the license hosted by Katie outlining the details for us this morning. Katie.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, all. The purpose of today's report is to consider an application for a premises license for a new co-op store. Unit 1, Litchfield Road, Stone, ST158QU. On the 4th of November 2024, the Council received an application for a premises licence for a new Central England cooperative store at Unit 1, Litchfield Road, Stone. The applicant and proposed premises licence holder is Central England Co-op Limited, Central House, Queen Street, Litchfield, WS136QD. The application is for a premises licence to operate from 0700 to 2200 hours from Monday to Sunday. Two relevant representations have been received during the consultation period from local residents who are concerned as to the potential impact on nearby residents from this new store and its license. Their concerns include noise from both the store car park and an increase to traffic, light pollution, people noise and litter from the extensive opening hours and sale of alcohol. The objection relates to the licensing objective of promotional public uses. There have been no objections from any of the other responsible authorities. Documents relating to application, including the application for the premises license and the representation attaches appendices. The recommendation today is that the licensing subcommittee considers the application for a premises license and considers whether to grant the license as applied for or whether to add or amend conditions as deemed appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, do we have any person who has submitted relevant representations who wants to make any objections or speak to us?
Nobody's in attendance today,
so
Chair.
Have any. Right, so we're then moving on. Do you have a copy of the order of this morning's?
Easy, thank you, Chair.
Right, thank you. So we're moving on then, because there isn't anyone here to present their objections. We move on to four on the running order.
Chair, can I just clarify who it is that's just come in at the meeting?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Could you just clarify the person who's just arrived, Chair? Sure.
That's the press from the Senate.
Thank you.
So we don't need area four because I don't imagine we're questioning anyone who has put in.
No, Chair, thank you.
Right, and I don't think anyone has any comments to make.
Well,
no.
Right. So we're now going to listen to you.
Chair, I'll keep it as brief as we can. As you've heard, it's an application for a premises licence by Central England Cooperative Limited. The application is for off sales for 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. 7 days a week at a site on Litchfield Road near Stone. I don't know if you're familiar with the site, but at the moment there's a lot of building work going on there and the structure is being built. Central Co-op are taking the lease from one of those units. I believe there's another two or three units going on the site as well. The intention at the moment is for the store to open to the public in May of this year, although, as we know, these dates that might well slip to later in the year. Looking at the licensing objectives for Central Co-op, they are a reputable, well-known operator. They have some 270 convenience stores around the central region, going up north and across to the east as well. far as a crime and disorder is concerned, they address that primarily by the use of significant CCTV inside and outside of the premises. Of course, the police and one of the responsible authorities have objected to the licence in any event, and the objections are relating to nuisance and not to any allegations of crime and disorder. As far as public safety is concerned, of course, all legislative requirements will be met for fire safety, health and safety, etc. And staff are trained on aggression training and general training on public safety. For the public nuisance licensing objective, any potential nuisance should be insignificant. There is some allegations from the representations that there will be a litter concern. I can assure you that Central Co-op do litter patrols. They do them daily. They will patrol not only inside the store but around the entirety of the car park and even the areas relating to the other units, and that takes place every day. It's in no one's interest to have litter facing them when they come to the store. For noise, I know the sensitive time in the guidance is from 11 p.m. and of course this store is going to close at 10 p.m. For light, the lights from the actual store will be shut off when the premises are closed. That will be probably by 10:15 p.m, obviously giving the staff some time to lock up and leave. And there are also some lights on the co-op signage outside the store, which will also be turned off at the same time as the store lights. Any other lights on that development are not under the control of Central Co-op, and I believe, having just been down there this morning, that there is not many street lights in any event in that area. Any music playable in the store is background music only under self-closing doors, and it will not be audible at the sound boundary. And the Planning Commission also prevents overnight deliveries into the store. As far as children are concerned, their safety is obviously paramount to Central Co-op. They operate a Challenge 25 policy. I'm sure you're familiar with that, it's well known. So anybody who looks under the age of 25 will be challenged to prove that they are over the age of 18. Staff do, of course, receive training in that policy twice a year, but in addition to that, the till prompt for any restricted sales will remind staff that they must check for ID if the person does appear to be 25 or under. There's also a refusals log, and of significance is an external company that carries out test purchasing four times a year at every store. Of course, those test purchasers need to be over the age of 18, but they will always look significantly younger than 25 and must be challenged. Without the representatives being here, it's difficult to know how much detail you want from your chair, but can I assure you that the licensing objectives are always paramount for Central Co-op. Their ethos is very much based on the community. They have local community officers that will engage with the local community. They support the local community financially and with time. It is a member-run company, so members are represented on the board as well at local level, and it is in no one's interest for them to cause any significant disruption to the local community. This is a suitable location for a reputable operator, for a well-run venue, and of course there are no responsible authority representations, which must be given significant weight in these circumstances. Chair, I don't know if you have any questions.
That's for the moment. We don't seem to have any members of the public here to ask questions.
Just to clarify the Sunday hours, obviously the licence, you know, if we grant the licence, obviously it'll be on the licences 0700 till 2200. Just want to clarify when they'll actually be opening. Does it clarify, class as a large retail unit?
It does not. I think that was a question one of the objectors did raise. I think they've got mixed up because the entirety of the unit is quite large, but the Central Co-op unit is only going to be a trading area of 3,000 square feet, which is within the Sunday trading, or not within the Sunday trading legislation, which means that they can open from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. with planning and licensing permission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super, thank you.
Not really. Only comments I've got to make. This all seems to be in line with the other co-op stores.
Indeed,
in
certainly.
In the borough.
Central England operates some stores, but the one in Stone is not operated by Central England, so I'm not aware of their hours. But yes, the standard trading hours for the co-op is 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
No.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those sort of stores in the Stafford area.
Thank you.
Right, that seems to be fine. Mary asked for, I don't think of any other comments we need to hear. So I think we just need to ask if you'd like to leave the room while the committee discuss the application.
Thanks, Chair.
Can we ask the press to leave also?